Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Stars R Us for the month of August 2017. I almost wanted to add, of our Lord. Anyway, I've got my excellent co-host and fabulous astrologer, Joe Anthony, with me. So, good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Maria. Good morning.
I got to tell you, I'm watching some of the crazy stuff being posted online about these eclipses. And some of it is people are actually expecting the sky to turn black for 17 days. There'll be no sun. Some people thinking it's the end of the world, the end of America. And I was like, wow, what a perfect day to do this show.
Oh, yeah. And I've nicknamed this this month, especially with the eclipses, Let the Show Begin. Because this is the month where you're going to see changes to the United States like you haven't seen in a while. And this is over the course of the next 6 months to a year. And like you, I have read some of the other astrologers and predictions that they're making and so on, because, you know, we want to kind of cross-reference what we're doing. And I keep seeing the same thing, where people are almost obsessed right now with this change, or they know that this change is coming, and they're not sure how to prepare for it or what they're supposed to do. As a matter of fact, I think I sent you an article where it says authorities are treating these August eclipses like it's the end of the world.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, everybody, because it is really pretty much the entire eclipse looks like it covers the whole country. I mean, you know, luckily it looked like Arizona was kind of left out of the loop.
Well, you're right. This eclipse will fall over the United States from Oregon all the way down to South Carolina. You know, it curves over, and you folks listening could go out and find a picture of this, the eclipse path of August 2017. And you will notice that absolutely that this eclipse path is right over the United States, and this will affect the United States, no doubt about it. So prepare in any way you can, and I don't mean this out of fear. I mean, it's just being aware and awake and remember who you are, and you know, going along with it and finding the truth.
Right. Well, you know, Carl Callahan, who I've had on the show with his book The Nine Waves of Creation, also put out a really good article, pretty much in alignment with the astrology of this month, but of course he's connecting it to the ninth wave.
And so what he's predicting, and it's a very good article, you know, the 36 days, the days and nights have just started today as we're doing this show on the 4th. We've entered the first day. And, you know, I've met with Carl and we've had lunch and we've talked about all this. And it is amazing because there's a lot of truth to the Mayan calendar. And it absolutely coincides with the astrology, no matter which system you use, of these changes that are being implemented. And I mean, just in a couple of days, Maria, we have the lunar eclipse in Aquarius. And I know we'll talk about that in a minute, but again, signifying a turning point. And wherever the eclipses fall is where the most dramatic changes occur. For instance, when we had the last few eclipses over the last few years over Indonesia, these folks had amazing tidal waves, all kinds of destruction that was being caused there. And I'm not saying that's going to happen to us, but I think ours is not going to be just weather, even though there have been really strange lightning storms. As a matter of fact, one of my friends up here had an electric lightning shock at his house. It struck his house, the panel outside, and went through his appliances.
Wow.
So it burned out every piece of appliance and anything connected to his wiring system in his house. And so we're going to see more of that. We're going to see more of political nonsense, or the political show, as I like to call it. We will see financial changes coming to the United States, especially when Jupiter enters Scorpio later on this year and in October. We're going to see everything coming our way because it's over the United States. Mm-hmm. And so I would say everyone listening to this, just prepare. Be smart, prepare, and stay out of fear.
Right. Well, you know, you talk about Indonesia. You know, I think that here in the United States, we're going to see a political tidal wave.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we're already seeing since the beginning of this year has never been seen in America before. And right. Where we're at now, where, you know, Mueller just put in for a special grand jury, which you can't do unless you actually have evidence. And you see the friction in the country. You see Bush, I was going to say. Wow, so similar.
Yeah.
But you see Trump going on his August vacation for 17 days. Mm-hmm. And all I can remember was George Bush was on vacation in August for the whole month, too, when they handed him the white paper on 9/11 and he chose to ignore it. So my feeling is we might be in store for a false flag to try to save or solidify or legitimize Trump.
Well, since you mentioned Trump, let's talk about Trump a second, because I did pull up his chart and I did want to look at some of the aspects in his chart. Now, because this eclipse, especially the one on the 21st, is going to be in Leo, he has a Leo rising. He also has a Mars in Leo. And so what this signifies is a dramatic change coming to this man in some way. Now, whatever that means, either his ego is going to be inflated, or he's going to take charge, or he's going to continue to be the target of everyone. Okay, and he already has, you could see that his profile, because he's a non-politician. But he's still, in my opinion, a Zionist, mm-hmm. So he's still part of the problem. But overall, he will be affected by this eclipse on the 21st. So over the next 6 months, you will see more chaos and more change to Washington politics. Now, underlying all this change, when I look at the United States chart, is the eclipses are absolutely affecting real estate. They're affecting emotions, especially the one on the 7th. That lunar eclipse in the United States chart is right on the United States' moon. I mean, 1 degree off.
Right.
So we will see more passion, more heated arguments, disagreements. I wouldn't surprise me if we start seeing fights in the Senate and on the House floor like they do in some of these other countries.
Right.
So that's the kind of nonsense I'm seeing. And this is all because they know this system is going to collapse. I don't care what side you're on, the system is going to collapse. It cannot sustain itself anymore.
Right.
You know, the printing of phony money, the controlling of every aspect of our lives. This is a time of great awakening. So Trump is right in the eye of the storm, and he will be affected by these eclipses, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I was trying to remember, at the beginning of the year when a lot of astrologers were doing Trump's astrology and they had predicted between, I don't know, August and October, I think, that he had a good chance of sudden death.
Well, that is a possibility, too, because Uranus is also in the picture on that eclipse on the 21st. And Uranus is the planet that represents sudden changes. The sudden eruptions, the sudden chaos. And it is retrograde right now. Uranus is retrograde for the rest of the year. So that means unpredictable, out of nowhere, we can see dramatic changes. And the interesting thing is Uranus is still squaring the United States' Pluto. Now, Pluto represents transformation and destruction. And since Uranus is squaring Pluto in the natal chart of the United States, absolutely anything is possible with in terms of the leader of the country or the political party or the system, and especially with the partners and partnerships. And as you know, with that, putting Russia on that limited list there now, what would they call it? I haven't been following everything because I've been so busy with other things.
All right, you mean the sanctions list?
The sanctions, thank you, the sanctions. So you can see we're alienating people and beginning to isolate ourselves. But again, I think it's all because there's a new financial system that is going to compete with the dollar as the world reserve currency. And this is headed off by China and Russia. So guess who's getting targeted? China and Russia. Russia more, obviously, because they're an easier target to target. Not so much China, because they basically own our debt. But this is the cause of all this change, the control of the monetary system of the world. And so that's what's actually happening. That's what's going to continue to change. And this eclipse, these two eclipses are major indicators of that. So I would say by the beginning of next year, we are going to see some new changes being implemented either in the financial system or in the political system in the United States. And I think there's going to be a lot of, I don't want to say chaos, but confusion, disruption, and uncertainty.
Right. Now, you said that an eclipse cycle lasts for 6 months.
Yes.
So we feel it 6 months after it begins?
Well, here's how it works with the eclipses. Since they're much more powerful portals or energy, however you want to term the, every month after the eclipse, the new moon cycle affects the eclipse. So, for instance, the next new moon next month will affect the eclipse. The next one after that will be a little bit more positive. Once you get to the third month out, that new moon affects the eclipse because it's in a negative. It's in other words, it's 90 degrees away from that eclipse. And what happens is the cycle gets tougher and tighter. And then at the 6 month mark is an opposition to that eclipse. In other words, that new moon that happened 6 months ago to the eclipse is in an opposition. That's when you have the most tension, and that's when you have the most disruption. And then that cycle will repeat itself in about 9 months. So you got 3, 6, and 9 months after the eclipse is where you see the most significant events taking place, and all the way up to a year. Uh-huh. So look for stuff to happen in October, and look for stuff to happen in either late December into January, because that's, you know, like the 6 month mark.
Right.
These are the 2 months where you're going to see the most dramatic changes. So keep an eye on that.
Well, that's my thought. I think that's why Trump's off on that vacation. I don't think he wants to face the music when everybody in his administration's getting their subpoenas. Or, we'll have to see. For me, it's very easy to make the comparisons between him and what Bush did to try to legitimize himself after the Stalin election. I guess it'll be an anything can happen month.
Oh, without a doubt. But, you know, I like to, you know, just look at the bigger picture and, you know, and see who is being affected behind the scenes by this, mm-hmm. and who's pulling the strings. You know, I've been saying this all along, there's a major power play taking place here. But besides, you know, the generals in Washington, the establishment, the international bankers, the Zionists, I mean, they're all playing a part in this.
Right.
And so there's a push and pull going on. And this puppet is sitting right in the middle. You know?
All right.
And again, my belief is that he was put there by the Zionists, by the Israeli Zionists, to protect themselves.
Right.
Because that's how they operate. You know, okay, we got to put somebody there that's good for us. And that's what's really happening. And so, I mean, just look at his connections to Israel. And again, I have nothing against the Jewish people or Israel for that. I'm talking about the political establishment and right. powers that shouldn't be in the banking system.
Right. Well, we'll see if Israel still loves him if he doesn't move their holy temple to Jerusalem. Anyway, don't we also, on top of all this madness, have the dreaded Mercury retrograde this month?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
why don't we just add a little fuel to the fire? What don't we? Well, yes, Maria, on the 12th, August the 12th, Mercury goes retrograde. And what I wrote in the newsletter is there's an element of confusion in the mix. Along with all this ego and posturing that's going to take place this month, because we're still going through Leo. You know, the sun is going through Leo and Mars is in Leo. These are symbolic of the ego. They're symbolic of challenges. They're symbolic of being brave and moving forward on the positive side. But on the negative side, the Leo energy can be full of itself, pompous, and, egotistical, wants to be seen and wants to be heard. Mm. But with Mercury going retrograde in Virgo, this is a lot of nervous energy and a lot of analyzing that's going to take place. So we were talking off air, issues with health is one of the major concerns I would keep an eye on, because Mercury retrograde in Virgo can be digestive issues, can be nervous issues, the nervous system. It can be food allergies. It can be just the body reacting differently. So think in terms of energy. Everything is energy. And this reversal of Mercury is like, you know, the energy moving forward, and all of a sudden there's a blip in the energy field, you know, and that is static or erratic. Uh-huh. And that's how I would symbolically represent it. And so here we have Mercury going retrograde. It's going to be confusing because at the same time we have all this energy coming in. Mercury's going, okay, I could have done this. I should have done that. I'm not sure. I'm feeling sick. I'm not. You know. And so there's this over-analyzing of every aspect of our lives, causing more confusion. Right. So this is going to be a month where we really do need to meditate or pray or just sit still and go, wow, incredible energy. I'm not going to feed into any fears. I understand what's happening, and I'm going to get through this, and everything will work itself out as it always does. And that's going to be a major factor this month as well, Maria, the Mercury retrograde.
Right. Well, and people generally tend to go revisit their past during that time anyway.
They do. So, but it's sandwiched in between two eclipses, which makes it worse.
Oh, my God, two. I mean, what are the chances of two eclipses so close together?
Well, I like to say we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not living in Kansas anymore. Mm-hmm. With these vibrational shifts and these portals that are, that we've entered, the photon belt alignment, the ninth wave, as Kalman points out, we are living in a different vibrational field. And especially when we go through these Oort clouds, these mm-hmm. electrically charged fields, which activate the sun's magnetic fields, and they give off solar flares and so on and so forth. And of course, the astrology.
Right.
And so we are not living in Kansas anymore.
No, and I spoke, and I think I had read something this morning on space weather about the sun really sending off a lot of powerful geomagnetic storms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it ties in with the Perseid media showers, which starts, you know, basically next weekend, but we can still see them. So there's so much moving about up there. Let's hope none of it falls down.
Right, but what's being affected is the electrical systems. When we're talking the home, the cars. I have a friend that's a mechanic. He's never seen so many computers on cars go out.
Huh.
You know, and because they're sitting in the sun and they're being hit with these solar rays that are at a higher frequency, and they're toasting the electronics in the cars, and it's like this mystery that's going on. I'm like, I know what's going on.
Right.
You know, stop parking your car in the sun.
Yeah, good luck with that in Arizona.
Right, exactly.
What about the sun? Now, we've been talking about the sun. You mentioned it a few times. This month, it's closely aligned to the planet Mars. What does that mean?
Well, that's about aggression. It's about moving forward. It's about asserting oneself, especially since it's in Leo. And so the physical activity, you'll notice that it's either very high or very low. But for the most part, we're being driven or motivated to take charge or to do things or to accomplish. This is what the Sun conjunct Mars in Leo does. The upside also is the creativity. Right. I don't know about you, Maria, but I've been feeling extremely more creative. In other words, ideas, concepts, art. I'm able to see and create things out of nowhere. And so this is a common theme with the Sun and Mars in Leo. We have this inspiration or these ideas that just come to us. And so this is the way we should use this energy. Mm-hmm. Also, the physical side of it, we need to exercise.
Right.
There's no way we could go through this kind of energy and not move the energy through our bodies. Because if we sit still too long and stagnant, ailments will be created, restlessness, twitches, any of that stuff, nervous anxiety. And then, of course, we either blow up at someone or something.
Mm-hmm.
The smallest thing will set us off because Mars is very impulsive.
Right.
And so it could be, not a very pleasant sight.
Right.
So, but there's definitely a need to be heard and seen with the Sun conjunct Mars.
Now, I don't know. Isn't Mars also a planet that sometimes indicates war?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And this eclipse that's coming up on the 21st has the Sun, Mars, and the star Regulus, which is in the constellation of Leo. And if you know anything about this star, you know, you could Google it, it's the star that represents being brave and malice and violence. You know, I think its nickname is the little king. Huh. So I think of Napoleon when I think of this star. Huh. You know, and so yes, battle, conflict, challenges. Leo is always up for a challenge. You know, Leo is associated with the heart, and so brave heart usually comes to mind when we're thinking of Leo energy, especially when we have Mars associated with the Sun. Uh-huh. And so this is a time, and I wrote in the newsletter, where we need to be brave. We need to override and you know, this energy, because we do have the free will to control how we view the world. And so this is absolutely a time where we must be more generous, more loving, more caring to those that are closest to us, to those who are strangers, to those, you know, because the energy is so disruptive. It's mm-hmm. easy to just get ticked off and blow up. But if you could control that and say, oh, my God, I realize the energy is static. I realize who I am. I realize that these planets and this field is causing a lot of destruction. And, you know, get to that place where you realize that you are loving. And I love to watch the animal videos or the little kid videos. Or lately I've been listening to a lot of music that inspires me and makes me feel happy. These are the things that you could do to offset the energy.
Right. And believe me, you need to do that now, looking at this month, for sure. Now, Joe, mm-hmm. you also talked about these eclipses as coming from a family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think I've ever heard before, maybe a lot of people also haven't, that eclipses could be like a family, because some of them have common traits.
Yes. You see, these eclipses occur every about 19 years, 19.5 years. So if you look back 19 years ago, we had the same eclipse. And, you know, the aspects might not have been the same, but they're in the same family of eclipses. And that's what we're referring to, when that happened last, what the connections were, how they occurred, the dynamics of that grouping, and every other eclipse that occurred, you know, either in the new moon or the full moon. So they're kind of in the family of eclipses. Does uh-huh. that make sense?
Yeah.
And so they're associated with each other. Each eclipse signifies a turning point. And so the last one 19 years ago signified a significant turning point, and it's associated with that eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
You follow? And so this eclipse is in that family vein. So if we look back, I don't know what the exact time frame was. So we got 2017 minus 19. We've got 1998 or 99.
Uh-huh.
Let's, you know, we look at what was going on back then. You know, I'll give you an example. That's the year I moved out to Arizona, 1999.
I moved out here in 98.
See, 98,
99.
So, it's amazing to me how these eclipses are connected. You know, what I've done in the last couple of months, of which I will make an announcement on. I actually bought a business here in Sedona. So, but again, a physical dwelling, which repeated itself, 19 years ago, where I moved to Arizona and I lived in a new environment. And so I'm doing the same thing again 19 years later, being in another establishment, a physical establishment.
All right.
Huh. You know? So very interesting connections. They all have an interesting connect. It's all intertwined, you know, because it's one giant matrix of energy.
Right. Well, you know, even your description of the family of eclipses, to me, it was like, oh, okay, they're like a little soul group that keeps traveling together.
Mm-hmm. So, exactly.
That's another way of looking at it. Now, we got a lot of Virgo this month, a lot of Leo and a lot of Virgo, it seems.
Mercury is in Virgo, and so...
So is everybody going to start getting very picky, Yoon?
Well, yeah, once everything goes into Virgo, the Sun goes into Virgo on the 22nd, and eventually Mars will go into Virgo, but I don't think that's until next month. Let me see here. Let me look at my ephemeris real quick. Yeah, that's next month on the 5th. And so, but we'll have Mercury retrograde, which is going to be pretty big. And we'll have the sun going into Virgo. And that's when we become a little bit more nitpicky, for sure. Of course, we also have Venus in Cancer, which is a little bit more docile and not as aggressive and more sensitive than normal. And so, it's a push and pull in the newsletter. Again, we have this feeling of being pulled in one direction while we are sitting still and being pulled in the past. And it's a weird dynamic. That's all I could say. It's a very strange dynamic.
Right. It's almost like feeling like you're stuck in place.
Right. Exactly. But for me, I get these moments of euphoria where I just know things are going to change for the better in terms of the spiritual aspect. I don't really particularly, you know, care about the political system and all of that nonsense because I know that's going to collapse. And then I just know that on a personal level, we each of us will just start walking around just more in peace with ourselves.
Right.
And just looking at each other going, all right, that soul is having an experience. I'm having an experience. I hope they go well on their journey and blah, blah, blah. And this is how we're going to overcome all of these challenges where we've given our power away to institutions, religions, corporations, and all of that stuff.
Right.
So... And I see that big time here in Sedona, without a doubt. Oh, my God. We've moved beyond the politics, you know.
Now, from what I could see, Joe, the Mercury retrograde starts the 12th, but then it looks like it retrogrades further on the 31st.
Yeah, it'll backtrack into Leo for a short period of time because it just entered Virgo, and so it'll backtrack into Leo. And that's where the big ideas come back in. As I wrote in the newsletter, we have all these big, grandiose ideas from the past that resurface. So I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And as I pointed out, do not make any major decisions because it's the likelihood of them working out or there could be confusion is pretty high.
Right.
So especially with the Virgo energy, the sun in Virgo.
Right.
Virgos are very pessimistic. They're very perfection-oriented. And so if they're trying to implement something, they get confused and frustrated because they can't get it right. Or they're not satisfied with what they're putting forth. So even though we'll be thinking of all these big ideas and plans, there'll be this feeling of, it's not perfect. I'm not sure. I got to change it. And so it causes more hesitation and doubt. And you never want to do anything with that kind of energy, starting something new. But on a positive side, it's a good time to revisit these ideas, change them up, fine-tune them,
right.
Make them the way you want them. And as soon as Mercury comes out of retrograde and we're out of these sort of eclipse cycles, I would say September, the beginning of September, would be a great time to implement them.
Right. So Mercury actually starts going direct on the 5th of September.
Right, exactly. And then it'll take about a week or so. Before it gets back to the original point where it went retrograde.
Right.
And that's when, it's the best time technically to move forward with your plans. But as soon as it starts moving direct, you can take advantage of all the energy. Especially if you do stuff around the new moons. It's always best to implement new ideas and concepts around new moons.
And I would assume that our moons this month are going to be pretty powerful too.
Yes, they are. Both of them are eclipses. So this one on the 7th is a big eclipse because this one is in the family of eclipses of the ones that happened in February. Because in February we had the solar eclipse in Aquarius. Let me look back at my notes here. We had the solar eclipse, actually it wasn't February, I'm sorry. This one dates back to the last eclipse, and I believe it was last year. So that one is connected. They're connected to that. So what is this eclipse? This eclipse, lunar eclipse in Aquarius at 15 degrees, it's basically saying, humanity, wake up. Humanity, you must change direction. Humanity, because that's what Aquarius represents, by the way. You need to go in a new direction. You need to collectively change your ways. You must look at yourselves as a collective, not just as individual souls, struggling. And so this one is about endings, it's about completion, it's about cycles. All lunar eclipses are that. So we have a cycle that's, again, repeating, that's saying, change, go in a new direction. Don't do the same thing that you've been doing over and over again. It's time to move on. And that's what we have. Since it is the sign of humanity, humanity is awakening. Just as everything else is indicating, humanity is awakening. Mm-hmm. And so through technology, the other aspect of it, and I love this aspect because I've been getting more messages about the visitors and the ETs and the UFOs, not just from myself personally, but from artist friends of mine who have been having these weird dreams that they're being set up for meet and greet. I know that sounds crazy.
But hey, okay. You never know.
But
let's just hope they don't say, take us to your leader. They might just leave us flat at that point.
Well, you know, the funny thing is when you understand this whole UFO ET realm, these beings, most of them, 95% of them, are not here to harm us. They're not here to interfere. They're not here. They're here to support the planet and the beings of life and so on. And they're all saying the same thing. We are going to interact with you. I mean, I got these messages about 10 years ago out of nowhere.
Right.
Be ready. We're going to interact. And I'm like, interact with what?
Hey, don't touch
me. And I'm like, okay. And this is just this week, two messages from two different separate artists who don't know themselves, who are basically, one was inspired to paint spaceships, okay? And he's never done that before. He does horses and stuff like this, Native American stuff. And he goes, I don't know why, but I had this amazing vivid dream that I need to paint spaceships. And I'm like, really? I was like, okay. And then the other artist I stumbled upon on YouTube, who basically is a very famous artist out of Spain, and I think I posted it on Facebook, I'm not sure. And he goes on vacation, and an actual UFO craft appears in front of him, and these two beings appear to him and say, we need you to paint us. We need you to, we know you're an artist. We need you to take pictures of us, because within the next 20 years, this is the quote they gave him, within the next 20 years, we will be interacting with humanity, and we don't want to frighten anyone. How's that for a message, Maria?
Pretty interesting. Pretty direct.
Yeah.
For sure. Maybe I should be glad that I retired my paintbrushes to do all this fun work. Joe, we're going to take a short break. Stay with us. Joe and I will be right back.
Spiritual Professor is a name some of Maria's students and clients refer to her as. After a consultation or class with Maria, some have gone as far as calling her the Force or the Oracle. Maria is simply a woman, a mother, and grandmother who was born with a keen natural intuition. She's got a lot of life experience and she's a constant student herself. This is what qualifies her to help those who are on their journey and need some direction. Some students visit her in person, others on the phone or on Skype. Maria will work with you on your own timeline, guiding you down your best possible path. You can learn to balance the mind, body, and spirit in what seems to be a world gone mad. As David Icke says about Maria, Maria's the real deal, extremely intuitive but with her feet firmly on the ground. Out there, but down here, no bullshit. Whatever you need in this part of your journey is what Maria will help you with. She'll give you the tools you need to make the rest of your life the best of your life. See private consultations with Maria on the site at meria.net and pick the one that resonates with you. You are not alone. The professor is in at meria.net. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Stars R Us, August 2017. Once again, I'm going to flag out to the universe if there's any intelligence life out there. SOS, SOS.
Yeah, right.
Especially with what we've already covered the first half of the show. Joe, I think you know, I mean, I think a lot of people know by now, that on August 2nd, Jim Mars died.
Yeah. Yeah, that was heartbreaking because I actually talked to him, not face to face, but I had the opportunity to go to one of his talks here in Sedona, and asked him a few questions, you know, and from the audience. And so one of my friends actually knows him, and I know you know him, Maria. And it was like either grandpa died or the father, you know,
right.
a father figure crossed over, you know, a great teacher. That's what it felt like. I was like, oh my God, wow.
Well, because he always had that persona of, you know, I don't mean wisdom and being one of our best investigative journalists and authors, but even his looks, you know, everything about Jim was very soft.
Yes.
You know, even though he tried to come across like, you know, a cowboy, he was a very soft man.
Yes, I would agree. And just a real down-to-earth type of guy. As a matter of fact, my friend would go out with him and have a few drinks.
Right.
You know, they'd sit at the bar and have a few cocktails and just talk, you know, like anything. And everyone that knew him said, this man didn't change. What you saw is what you got.
Right, he was a very regular guy. Actually, I met him in person when we were both lecturing. He wasn't even lecturing there. At a 9/11 conference in Chicago, I think it was 2004. I put the picture up yesterday so everybody can see it on my site. But we had a few drinks together and whatnot. And Jim, you can't miss him because he always wore his trademark hat. And he was sitting right in the front row when I got up to give my presentation. And it was at a time where I guess I was being challenged on being un-American for covering 9/11 in the first place. And I went off on a psycho tirade. I know these things are still on YouTube. And I said, you know, after I was flailing about being called un-American, anybody questioning the official story, I said, I'm more American than anybody I know. Do you know what I mean? And I threw out a question to the audience. I said, how many of you know the words to You're a Grand Old Flag? Which is, you know, an old patriotic song by George M. Cohan. And Jim raised his hand and called out to me. And I said, Jim, are you sure you know the words? And he said, oh, yeah, I'm sure I know the words. I said, you sure, Jim? And then when I started singing it, Jim did not know that there was a preamble to that song. I knew the entire preamble and the song. But we had a couple of good laughs, and okay, we did toss back a few in the bar after that. And, you know, I was, you know, it was so many years ago I interviewed Jim that, you know, it got to the point where you just say, well, I've interviewed him so much, you know, I got to move on to other people. But when I saw the outpouring of love for him and the compliments, I just thought that was great. But in a way, you know, it takes me back, Joe, to so many people I've lost in the years I've done the show.
Yeah.
You know, Bob Chapman, who was the absolute best financial person you could ever know in the world and suspiciously died. You know, my investigator, Michael Thomas, he died. You know, and of course, Dave McGowan, also suspicious death. And I noticed yesterday people were all, you know, jumping right to the conclusion that somebody murdered Jim Mars.
No.
Well, they didn't know that Jim was sick for a very long time.
Yeah, he was. He started to look really old, and, you know, his eyes and the face, you could see that there was something going on with it. No, I began to deteriorate, and he did have that heart attack and passed on. But he is... For me, you know, and there's so many investigators and reports over the years that I've listened to, and he is one of the main sources of information. And I totally, when I talk to people that are not aware, I say, go to YouTube, go to, you know, these sources, and just put in his name, and you can watch hour upon hour upon hour of, you know, presentations of this man giving amazing, you know, talks about what's really going on.
Right. Plus all his books. I mean, everything from UFO to, you know, the hidden hands of politics to conspiracies to 9/11 to, and let's not leave out Crossfire, which, you know, the movie JFK was based on his book. The other night I was surfing through Hulu and they have his documentary, Crossfire, the plot to assassinate JFK. It wasn't long, and yet I learned new things. And Joe, I've been covering JFK's assassination since I was like 15. And I'm like, how could there be that Jim knew stuff that I still hadn't heard? So luckily, you know, he left a good body of work behind for people to benefit from. But people have to learn, you know, you got to support these people while we're alive. We don't want to hear good things when we're dead. We need your help while we're busting it up.
Sure.
You know, okay.
And there's no time like right now where the information is just coming, I mean, in droves from people we even never heard of before.
Right.
And Jim Mars, to me, will always be an inspiration and someone who I admire and respected and enjoyed immensely. And, you know, we will definitely miss him. And, you know, he's such a unique person.
Sure.
As I put on my Facebook, thank you, Jim, for everything you've done for humanity.
Right. I mean, you know, listen, I never agreed with him 100%. He never agreed with me 100%. And that was okay.
That's okay. Exactly.
Today, everybody wants to go to blows. They want to have a duel if you disagree. It's like, what the hell? I said, if I needed somebody that I could agree with 100%, I'd never have a guest on my show or a co-host. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, so, you know, I also know that the Schumann resonance is also speeding up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're like getting hit from all ends here, from the sun to this to that, the eclipses, bingo.
We absolutely are. And I suggest to everyone that you follow some of the amateur astronomers and some of the folks that are putting out these wonderful videos on YouTube that are talking about and showing you charts and graphs. And, I mean, some of these people are really good at what they do. That are showing the changes. They're the physical changes that are actually happening to the sun, to the photons that are coming in, hitting the Earth, and, of course, the lightning strikes and the weather patterns. This is not all being manipulated, folks. I'm sorry to say this is not all scalar waves and cell phone tower stuff. I'm sure some of it is, but it's not.
Right.
This is beyond that. As a matter of fact, Michelle, I'm sorry, Maria, I have too many Michelles in my life.
I know a few of them.
There was a UFO video, or pictures actually, of taking out a satellite about a month ago.
The Israeli one
that they took out the actual rocket on the pad, but there was another one where the UFO took out a satellite, and it was an article that was buried. And again, I don't know if this is real or not, but it would make sense.
Well, I'll tell you what, those pictures look pretty believable. But now, today, you can't really believe anything you see.
Exactly. But this article went on, and if I can find it, I'll send it to you, Maria. Went on to say that one of our satellites was taken out by an unknown object. And chances are that satellite was the one that was interfering with the frequencies and manipulating, you know, the Schumann resonance and everything else.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about extraterrestrial life that is way beyond our comprehension. You know, technology, spirituality, all of this stuff. And so to take out a satellite or to take out a rocket or something, it's nothing for them. So, but anyway, my point being is that we have all these changes that are occurring. And, you know, and we do seem to be having some help, a hidden hand, if you will.
We could use all the hidden hands we can get. We can use all the helping hands we can get at this point, because I got to tell you, Joe, I've never seen a world like this. It's like, oh my God, everybody's questioning the sanity of why did we come here?
Yes, but we, you know, as you know, we chose to come here because we knew that this frequency in the long run was going to be beneficial to us. So we came here as the foot soldiers to make a difference.
Yay.
And, yeah, exactly.
Yay. Tell that to my aching foot and ankle.
Right, exactly.
Joe, what can people look forward to this month? I mean, this is a lot of really heavy-duty stuff. I mean, what can we look forward to this month?
This month marks the turning point in the year. Because of the solar eclipse on the 21st in Leo, it is a powerful turning point because it's directly aligned with the sun, which is the source of our, you know, giving the light-giving energy that we have. And when the moon blocks it like this, you could expect to see major changes in our personal lives and in our world. So this is a time to just realize that changes are coming ahead. And I'm not saying they're bad or good. I'm just saying they're changes and that we need to adapt a different way of looking at the world where we just realize who we are and that the financial system is going to change. The political system is going to change. Our political leaders are going to be exposed to who they are. And we're going to see who the people are pulling the strings. And so be prepared. Enjoy the show. Get the popcorn out.
Right. Just remember, it's all a show. One hell of a bad show. One of the worst interactive computer games I've ever played. What's coming
but
here?
The other thing I have to warn people about is the power outages. This is the biggest threat that I see coming due to weather patterns. I mean, here in Sedona, every time we have a thunderstorm and a lightning storm, we lose power for 30 minutes. The other day, we lost it for like 3 hours. So this is the biggest concern that I see, is that we're going to lose power across the country. Power grids may go down. And this is why I say to everyone, just prepare yourselves. You know, physically, you know, have some food saved up, some water saved up, you know, get to know your neighbors and friends, because this is the biggest threat.
Right.
Is not having power for 2 weeks at a time or something along those lines. Okay? Mm-hmm. And because of the eclipse on the second eclipse in Aquarius, can be lightning. Lightning strikes. It's symbolic of that. Mm-hmm. So prepare yourselves in that regard. Okay? And again, don't overreact. Don't get confused. Don't do silly things. There's just too many people already doing that.
Right.
So, again, there's a positive silver lining to all this. Leo energy, especially in eclipse form, is very, very positive. It finds creative ways to express itself, to empower itself, to overcome. Because that's what Leo does. It may be up for challenges, and then it becomes brave, and it overcomes challenges. And that's what we're in for the next 6 months to a year, is to overcome challenges that are coming our way.
Right.
And that's the way I would look at it.
Joe, we have about 10 minutes left. Do you want to run through the personal horoscopes?
Of course, of course. And by the way, you could watch the videos on either my YouTube channel or go to my website. I actually built another website. My Joseph P. Anthony site is new. It's in the newsletter, the horoscopes, the video horoscopes each month. And so here we go, Marie. I'm going to move through these very quickly.
All right.
So here we go. Aries, what can I say? This is a creative time for you. Just don't get stuck in the past with the Mercury retrograde. The solar eclipse is going to activate your love in your life, all kinds of creative projects. If you're involved with your children, there'll be more responsibility with the kids. And, of course, the career is one of your main focuses this month, as I pointed out in my video. So take charge. Go in that direction. The lunar eclipse on the 7th is about letting go of friendships, associations, groups, people that no longer belong in your life. It's time to move on from that. Okay? So no holding back with regards to that. Taurus, this is a month where you're having to deal with feelings, all kinds of real estate matters, foundation, because the eclipse falls in your fourth house. And so this is a time where you need to focus on all of these areas. If you're in real estate, this could be a great time to buy and sell. But career is being highlighted. Financial matters are being highlighted. This is a great time for partnerships as well. So take advantage of them. The eclipse on the 7th will highlight your career house. So there's some sort of major changes taking place within your career. So I would say take advantage of them, because it could be beneficial. Gemini, this is a month where your ideas and your need for conversation are just off the charts because of the eclipses. Both of them are very favorable for you. So your mind will be extremely active. You may be more restless than normal, and you'll have all kinds of brilliant ideas and self-expression. So I'd say take advantage of it. A real positive month. Just be careful of the Mercury retrograde, which will affect you. So you'll have one foot in reality and one foot in the imagination, a sector. So stay grounded. Cancer, this is a great month for new financial opportunities, investments, building something new, maybe new partnerships. This is all very positive, positive aspects. Now, the moon is the sign that you're associated with, so without a doubt, this is a turning point month for all of you Cancers. You got Venus in Cancer right now, so love and romance is at the top of your list, interacting with others, but you will see dramatic changes over the next 6 months to a year. in all aspects of your life, but it has a lot to do with your values. Leo, what can I say? An eclipse in your sign is going to empower you. So over the next 6 months to a year, you're going to change your appearance. You're going to view yourself differently. Everyone's going to view you differently. And you're feeling much more creative and stronger. So take advantage of the opportunities that come your way. Don't get hung up on the financial aspect of it because Mercury is going to be retrograde in your second house. Virgo, this is a time to work behind the scenes. The eclipses are activating your access points between the 6th and the 12th house, which is all about working from behind the scenes, taking care of your health, being more spiritual. And so this is a great time to activate all of that. Just don't have the pity party that you guys may be accustomed to, okay? Mm-hmm. Libra, this is a time to make new friends, to get out there, to associate, to change your perspective on the world, to be more of a humanitarian. The eclipse is going to happen in your 11th house, which has a lot to do with groups and associations and new friendships. So this is a positive month for making new friendships. Your love life is also changing because of the lunar eclipse on the 7th. So there may be an ending also to a relationship, a situation that needs to go bye-bye. Scorpio, it's all about the career this month. The eclipse highlights your 10th house of career. So you need to take charge of your career. You'll be going in a new direction. You'll be seeing things from a different perspective. Take advantage of it. The lunar eclipse is going to take place in your 4th house of home and foundation. So there are major changes either to your home, to your business, real estate matters. All of that stuff is going to be highlighted. Sagittarius, good news arrives. Saturn is going to come out of retrograde at the end of the month. So this should definitely lighten the load a bit. But with the eclipse in your 9th house, it's time to explore. It's time to travel. It's time to learn. It's time to teach. So many of you Sagittarians are going to need to teach and start teaching the philosophy of life and who we are, where we're going. And many of you will be focused on politics as well because the 9th house represents politics. So this is a great month to change your perspective on where we're going. Capricorn, the first eclipse will happen in your 2nd house of income and values. So there are definitely some dramatic changes taking place to your finances and your value system. And the other eclipse in Leo is activating your 8th house of finances as well. So there are some major changes coming to your financial sector and also your shared resources. Aquarius, this is a very important month because the access points between these eclipses are going to affect you, your identity, your personality, and your partnerships. So many of these areas are going to change for you over the next 6 months to a year. So be flexible and adapt. You're one of the signs that can do that. Just don't get stuck. And last but not least, Pisces, you have an amazing opportunity to take better care of your health and also to focus on new career and how to make a difference in other people's lives. With the eclipse in the 6th house, this is going to be a big deal for you guys. And so this is about endings and the beginnings over the next 6 months. There you have it, Maria.
Wow, pretty darn good, Jill. Well, I guess we'll have to see how this month shakes out. And let's see where we find ourselves on the 1st of September.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, Jill, thanks. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Take care. Joe Anthony, check his work out at planetswithin.com, josephpanthony.com. He's got a great YouTube channel. I mean, you can get your own personalized horoscope there for free every month. I mean, Joe's working it. He's working all the time. Speaking of working all the time, I'll be on Jack Blood's show at 3 p.m. Pacific time today. You know what? I don't even have a site in front of me. But I'm sure if you get over to deadlinelive.info, he's got his way of broadcasting posted there. So I'll be chit-chatting with Jack. Anyway, thanks for supporting the show, whatever you're doing this weekend. Take what you know into consideration, especially the things we've talked about today. And just learn how to roll with it because you're not going to change the universe anytime soon. I'll see you guys on Monday. Hi, Maria here, and I have a message due to the pressure of the times we're living in. I'm calling on all students and millennials to get the education they need to fight the fascism taking over our world. I've made a special subscription offer for students and for seniors on a limited budget. For just $9.99 a month, you can subscribe and get that education. Over 500 hours of real education that's necessary to understand the world, the problems, and the solutions. Remember, knowledge is power. Together, you can change the world, but to do so, you must be informed of what's really going on and have real facts to support you in your endeavors. It's time for all the grandmothers to take a stand and teach the younger generation what their life could be and how to get there. Help me help you. One person cannot do it alone, and the guidance you seek is right here at www.meria.net, M-E-R-I-A.net. Your generation is the generation we've been waiting for, so let me help you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.